Right, we're here at the Syngenta Seeds grand opening of their new headquarters. With me is Wayne Fithian. And Wayne, what's your title with Syngenta Seeds?
I'm the business lead corn product manager.
Okay, and you talked about water optimization hybrids in the corn area specifically. Why is this an emerging area for corn hybrids?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons that we're emphasizing how the hybrid and how successfully it's able to use water. And one of those is, of course, the increasing cost of water and the scarcity of our water resources in the West. But also a big part of it is helping farmers do a better, more capable job of managing their environment. So sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain, and farmers get caught in this yo-yo of yields connected to rainfall. So if we can break that relationship and help farmers increase yield potential in times when Mother Nature doesn't give them all the rain they want, then that would be a great thing.
What specifically are some of the things that you are hoping to deliver to farmers here in the future?
Well, a big key would be helping the plant become more able to yield in the absence of sufficient water, so more yield potential, which should allow corn to go on more acres. So we have a need for corn in order to produce the feed and the fuel and that we need for our environment, and so if we could do a better job of getting corn on more acres and increasing the productivity of the corn on the acres that it is planted on, that helps us meet those goals of feed and fuel.
So this is going to help farmers both of irrigated corn and non-irrigated corn then?
Well, the non-irrigated farmer, of course, benefits directly because he has the least control over when water is available. But the irrigated farmer costs quite a bit to irrigate a crop, and because energy is the big driver there in a lot of irrigated farms, irrigation is getting more and more costly as energy prices go up. So if we can help the irrigated farmer raise the same crop and pump less irrigation water to do it, then there's a nice cost saving there. And I think a really nice side benefit of reducing the resource intensity of the crop, reducing the carbon footprint of the crop.
And that is probably the most important thing, what you just mentioned, reducing the carbon footprint, something that's better for the environment. So this is a way that Syngenta Seeds is really helping our farmers be more environmentally conscious.
Yeah, more environmentally conscious, more sustainable, mm-hmm. and also more productive in inclement weather, so helping cover the risk.
So are there hybrids out now that are water optimized, or are these something coming down the road?
Well, I've had a lot of farmers say to me, boy, hybrids are so much better at tolerating drought. I can't believe the crop I had this year with how little rainfall. And there's a lot of truth to that. We, as a seed industry, have put considerable emphasis on drought as a trait, and modern corn hybrids do yield a lot more when we have drought conditions compared to what they did even 10, 20 years ago. But this would be one more step past that. These water-optimized hybrids would be available in 2011 through Garst, Golden Harvest, and NK brand seeds, and they are kind of the next level of performance in improved drought. So we're not just breeding for drought, but we've found those alleles that of the genes that help the corn plant tolerate drought, and we brought them and put them into these elite hybrids, so we get a whole other step in drought tolerance, yield under drought.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Wayne Fithian here at the Syngenta Seeds new headquarters grand opening. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.